Hi, good afternoon. Okay, we're holding here Mashe Mekablim Tamid Chamisha. So we saw before you explained a little bit about the Seder of the Mekablim and the Spashtas, the difference in the first group and the second group. And now he's going to go Mashe Mekablim Tamid Chamisha Layadav Ezeh B'Mikra. The fact that there was two sets of five is not B'Mikra. This is quite from Kalala, the way he talked. This is fascinating because you're already talking about things in Bayis Sheni and later Tkufis. It's not like a Kaddish Baruch Hu was Megal and Nevu and said this and this. I mean, these were people who each one had Bechira, each one had his own Tkufa, and yet when you look at things in a big picture, and Kalala is thinking, and Maral always says that big things are not B'mikra. Things that are very big cannot be cannot come just mikra. Even if they themselves had bechira and they themselves could do what they wanted, but still, when you take a look outside the general pattern, there's going to be a very important pattern. So he says the fact that the makablim came as five, it could also be, and this is a second possibility. Could be there were more people in between, but they weren't chashen. No, it's chazal or kiveya that the mesira and then the kabbalah was two groups of fives. That could also be. But the main point is, an event like kabbalah zatera cannot be coming b'mikra. He says, "Mashem kam tam which Allah does a b'mikra ki yesh chamishim kam b'rishayna." Tainem Moshe Yeshua skenim v'vim hashkas zatera one group, chamishim kam shem zugas. Antiknus is something in between. So why five? So now he's going to be aimed on the nekuda of five. So he says, "Kimei elu hispashta Torah b'olam." Bekach timsa mitchilak shenitna Torah leYisrael nitna behei koilis. Shadehei koilis hispashta Torah b'cholaylam. This is an Indian that is, he actually speaks about it on the bad side, I guess, on the Shlili, but it's the same thing here also. Let's first talk a little about this. When a person has, lemarshal, a piece of rubber, it's a big chachma to be able to keep pulling it, and it should remain consistently. Consistently even and level. When you buy clothing that fit for, you know, like a baby girl, it fits from a small size to a bigger size. It's you can always put on a size a little small and it's going to look small. You can always put on a size a little big and it's going to look big. That it should retain its original tzura despite the fact that it's been stretched out in different directions. The first, in other words, the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtolz tzu to the world is through his pashtas. You take a certain nekuda, and the nekuda has to spread out and cover everything and remain still true to its metzias. The midah of chesed, which is a midah of his pashtas, is the extraordinary sense of being able to pull it, to keep pulling it, and retaining the original. But Marshall, if I have a meal for my family and it's enough, if I bring in outsiders, it starts becoming not so much enough. If I bring in a lot of outsiders, it's mamish skimpy. If I eat with five people together and it's a very hamish and pleasant atmosphere, if I invite another five people, it's okay. If I've had another five people, there are people that are missed out. It's not even. There are spots there that I haven't touched. I wasn't able to talk to this person felt ignored, this person was sitting on the side, so on. The ability to take an Inyan and be mispashit and retain the original Metzias is a tremendous kayach. And it lies there's a tug of war there. The kayachas hara start in mispashtus. When something goes to this side, to that side, to the other side, it begins losing things vis-a-vis the other side. Lamushal, let's take a when Tayrig goes in Gaulus in Germany, it takes on, Germany is a tug of war and it puts certain characteristics onto Tayra. Russia puts certain characteristics on it. Morocco puts certain characteristics on it. And the pull of those places, each pull is detrimental. Meirich Gis, it is within the koyach of Tayra that it can spread out and be, the same Tayra can be in Germany and it can be in Russia and it can be in Morocco and it can be in Romania. The tug of war is, does it lose Machmas Dispashtus or does it retain itself? By the Dalet Malchius, that the Maralas Mazda, that each one of these Malchius was a pull in a different direction. In other words, since the original Bracious, the Maral Ner Mitzvah speaks about there was a Nekuda of Bracious Bar Lakim, and that Nekuda of Bracious, Akarish Baruch, who let loose, Akarish Baruch, who Kilu planted a Nekuda, and each side, each Ruach, tugged in its direction and tried to produce a certain kilkul. And that's why in the Cholam and the Nil, there's each Ruach produces, each side produces a monster to pull it. That monster is pulling it. Mizrach is pulling it. Mizrach dik, Meir is pulling, Meir dik, and so on. The Chiddush of Torah is that Hoyle Moshe Ber Satara Zeis, that it says he was Mevarit Ayin Lashon. In other words, he gave Torah the ability to reach out in different Oifanim. That was the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's Targum HaTorah. The Maral Ner Mitzvah, when he speaks about it, he talks about two inyanim, Saisen. He speaks on the one hand, when you have four different sides, that's where you have a kilkel. In other words, when something is going in four different directions, you're pulling it to pieces. That's the kilkul is dalit. You are, when you have five, that's the tikkun. Because the five means the middle point together with the four corners. In other words, the four sides are not pulling, each one's pulling a different direction. It's the middle one that's feeding all four sides. The dalit melachim against the heimelachim, from what's with the heimelachim. The four different sides, each one pulls in its direction. The Maral has a lot of arichs, a lot of places. Dalet, there's Dalet Avodah Zarah, and he finds a lot of Dalets that are bad. And the Hay is always in the Kudus HaTikun. The Dat and the Hay is in the Kudus HaTikun. So you have four different Ifanim of bad, and when you have five, it's good. So that's the pshat in five being the spashas of Torah in a positive way. Dvarim, where it says that Moshe was there, divers Torah zayis, and that was taka Dvarim, was the fifth. That was taka the fifth akuda, the fifth inyan, because that was the spashas. So Moshe put in the tikkun that it was able to invite until you didn't have the fifth Torah. You fifth chumish, you couldn't be mevarit ein loshen because it would become a pchin of kroyim. There would be four different tayrus. When you have a fifth nekuda, it's the pshat. The fifth has the correct express itself in four different ways. The keneged arba banim dibra Torah, the father sitting in the middle talking to dalet banim is the tikkun. That's the baruch of the baruch of Hashem's Torah soil. That despite the fact Torah, there were four parashas of how you're supposed to be mispashet in the yonim of the Torah of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So the father's sitting in the middle, and there's Vayikish Olcha, Vayikish Olcha, Vayikish Olcha, and so on. That is the kesh of five in the yonim of mispashtas.
Can I just ask a question?
Sorry.
Can I just ask something?
Sure.
Going back to the Torah in Golos, I just want to understand properly. Is the pshat there was two things going on at the same time? Mitzadecha, the Torah itself has the koyach to feed in all four directions, but at the same time there was also this kilkul that they were pulling. It's two separate things happening at the same time.
One is the tzara toiv, one is the tzara. Moshe Ma'adav Adayma. You you hear somebody in English being Masbedir Torah. Well, I'm not speaking about the language, the words that, you know, he uses the words book. That's not the Nakuda. There's a certain English mentality. There's a certain German mentality. Somebody reads the Shamsha Fol Hirsch, even in English, there's a certain German mentality. There's a certain Arab mentality. Sometimes you read Divrei Torah and you say, phenomenal. The person is able to translate Torah into another language. It reads as English and it's Kulei Kodesh. And sometimes you look at it and you say to yourself, the guy made a... It's travesty. I mean, he's taking an English stickle and it's English musagim, it's goyish musagim, and he's never forcing Torah into it. And the pshat is what he's doing is he's corrupting Torah. It's two English books on Torah. One is the pshat is the hamshach and hispashas of Torah, and one is the kilkel. On the Targum of the Septuagint, they sat and fasted. On the other hand, Torah can be given in Yevanis. Either or, Torah has a way of translating itself in Yevanis, where the Torah gives the kedusha to Yevanis, and Yevanis has a way of being calculated. The same way, like let's take it even wider than Lashonis. The Chol Jocherdei, Ayitzit in Beis Medrash and learned that's Kulei Kodesh. He walks out to the street, he eats a meal. So either the meal is a kilkul to his kedusha, or he's married as a kilkul to his kedusha, or it's a hemshach, a hispashas of it. And that depends. So in Lashon is the first place where you have this tug of war. Either you are tearing it, and it's becoming threadbare. You're schlepping the tire into a... You hear somebody say something... You know, it dashes in English. I mean, again, English, I mean the mentality is goyish. And you say to yourself, is it asa? Is it mutter? I don't know. But whatever it is, he's as they call in English, he's pushing the envelope. He's stretching it pretty thin. And sometimes you say, wow, he was able to give out a nekuda that you really didn't think you could translate. And he said it, and he gave it out. That is the b'chinas chamisha.
Just one more point. when we're saying that it's shayach for the Torah to be mispashit and to other lashonis, the fact that we see that, I mean, Chazal say she'ena Torah yichay litargim kol tzarka seems to imply that by definition it's not shayach for the Torah ever to be mispashit in any other language other than Mashna Kodesh. So I mean, what was the grace of Othan and Cheshech, which was Yard al-Olam, when they were metagim at Yevanis then?
Because that Tirgum since it was at the behest of Yavan, it wasn't that we were to be metagim it, so that it was Yevanim wanted Torah and Yevanis, it was taken down a dagger. We didn't succeed in doing it right. We couldn't. It was their initiative. It's one thing if a Kirov person gets up and he speaks something in a language that the Olam understands. Again, I'm talking about the language, I mean the Teichim. Then you say to yourself, chances are it'll be good. In other words, or fakat, you have a very modern audience that demands, they don't want to listen to old-fashioned Torah, they want to hear it dafka with new things. That's the difference. It was at the behest of Yavan and therefore caused this problem. In other words, Torah was espashed to the entire world through Hei Koilis. That's why it's Hei Koilis. Kolzman, a person is thinking he has it. It's a very, very concentrated thought. When he starts explaining is a process of giving it out. It's like a process of expanding it. The Hekos is part of the Kamashom B'medrash Al-Pasa Ki Loi Me Roish B'Seisi Dibati Machem. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that it didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu says even as a davar goli. Kiloy me roish b'seis abati machem. V'hoyu hei koilis. Shakoil ho yutu chol dalet ruchois. V'koil chamishi be'emtza. So when it came out, the ispashtus was from one point outwards. So the koil of Torah means Torah is mispashit. When I think of something, I think of it exactly what I think. The minute I talk, it's communicating with people. It talks to people, and it's going to reach people, and they're going to think about it. They're going to make decisions about it. Well, if you can be called Shayodim Sachochal Oilam, we pneze haye mekablim, Shayodim Ispasha Tochal Oilam, he mekab reshaina, behe bachreina. Kade echot ein roj Ispasha Tochal Oilam. And that's why you need five people to be mispashet Torah in the world. In other words, the ispashas of Torah needs to come about through five people. And like we've spoken a lot of times when it says l'moshel in Chazal, k'shem she'ein de'asem, k'shem she'ein de'asem k'achem, de'asem de'asem. Each and every person that marbits Torah is marbited in his oifen. When you have five Marbita Torah, it wasn't just you needed to spin X amount of years, but we got ourselves five people. Five people placed a stempel on Torah, each in his own way. Because for Torah to be mispashit, that's the oifin that you mispashit it. So each and every one of them, of those people, was somebody who was mispashit in a certain oifin. Whatever it is. So just like the Marshal, somebody will say in our times, we had the Vilna Goyen, we had Reb Chaim Balazs, we had Reb Chaim Briska, we had the Revelvel, and so on. I'm not stopping there for any particular reason. Each and every one was a Hemshech, but there was a definite specific nature. You can't take away the fact that it's a different Nekuda. So you needed five Zugis to disseminate Torah, because each one spoke to a different, to one of the different, what are the different Ruchais?
Is that maybe the pshat when it says that the Haisa Ilam Shamim at Shabara Bekiva Limbalim Zal Rabbisinu Shabadaram, that it was all sent to five Talmidim, that once the Torah was Charev and he had to...
Definitely correct. Very, very MS. I think you'll find a lot of places it says there were five Talmidim here for a Reichman type five. Yes, five is definitely means that. I think it says who was giving smicha, and he said, is that the Gemara there? That, and they went, he told them to go, each one should go to a different place. The Romans caught him, so he told them each one to go to a different place. And I forgot already the Gemara. What?
Yeah, I know. We know the Gemara's. Is it?
I
yeah.
Have to take a look.
Amy Zosmikan, and
yeah. So also he told each one to go in a different oifen. Alad Chamishul Eisam Isma. He says like this. I want to maybe tell over Maisa here. The Maisa is Chashev. Saimitzad the Nakuda of specific Teichen and Saimitzad the Tzitkes of the Maisa. I don't think I ever said over about. When my shver was nifta, I was there by the shiva, and there was a chosha very mechublik looking git there, and I asked people who's that, and nobody knew, so I went over to him and I asked him who am I speaking to. So he said his name is either sofer or shriver. Did the olim hear the story? I don't.
No.
So I asked him, how did you know my father-in-law? He said he did not know him. So I asked him, so what are you doing here? He said the Yedidah started with his father. His father was, I think, Rabbi Akiva Seifer, who had come from Pressburg. He was a Pressburg Rosh Hashiva. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and he had nothing. He was Be'er Mechayis HaKoyim. says one day Rabbi Lezi Yudel knocked on his door, and he said, Shalom Aleichem, said, my name is Finkel, is it Finkel? I'd like to open up a yeshiva b'shutvus with you. So he looked at my wife's grandfather, he said, I'm very, very flattered, but my yeshiva is a sin. I mean, what's the tzirif of a litvish yeshiva wouldn't get in a yeshiva? There's no tzirif. So he said, no. He said, I envision it running this way. For 3 years, I will undertake the complete financial burden, and then, and I'm not involved whatsoever in the yeshiva itself, and it's your yeshiva to run it. And after 3 years, I'm out of the picture. So he looked at me and said, you know, it's an extraordinary offer, but, I mean, what's in it for you? What are you doing it for? So Leibniz said, Torah has a lot of different oifanim. It's also that any one oifan of it should become bottle. He said, I looked around and I saw the Hungarian Torah became bottle. And I think that you're the right person to revive it. So I'm going to... So therefore, I feel that this is a need for this Harbatzah Torah. So it's an extraordinary... it's an extraordinary cook. First of all, the tzidkus of it is... I mean, the mir was not rolling in money, I assure you. The mir was always... There was always kapedus and tainus that there wasn't enough money, and everybody... And people were very poor in those days. Very, very poor. Rabbi Zilu was not great. He felt that he has to keep the money for the yeshiva, and, you know. Okay. But on the other hand, if Zacharias Harbatzah's Torah is not a moisit for him and his kids, it's for Torah and Klai Yisrael. And Bimela, this is what he's going to do. So the tzidkus is extraordinary. The second part of it, though, is the havana. Someone said, the best thing that could happen in the world is they bring vassal old Hungarian yeshivas and have 20 literacy yeshivas. I mean, finally, the Torah says, no, there are different oifanim, and everybody has his oifan, and Torah is not sholem if it doesn't have a spashtus in the oifan. For whatever reason, that's the oifan for the Hungarian. There's a Sephardish Torah, there's Polish Torah, there's Litvish Torah. Each one has its own spashtus. So upon him, the number for that was 5. And that's why there's 5 koilas. You cannot have ispashas through one. One person can't be the odin of being mispashit. The Gerin Torah and Litcher Torah, and each one has a knetch. Rakhli Chamisha, Kemoi, and always the Sherish, the Moshe Reb Chaim Briska had Kama Talmidim, each one with a different knetch, but it was Reb Chaim's Torah through different knetch. The same thing also Moshe Rabbeinu said, and all the Talmidim were different. So each set, a set of marbitzei Torah is chamisha. Mikan ve'elach haTorah mismaetes. Avo ad chamisha leisa mismaetes. Because you needed to have five equal people. Vayel kol echot zug shei mesayel kavos Torah. Kilo hoy yasa kabbalah bezugas k'mashay b'chamisha rishonim. Ki ma shekiblu. The zugas you needed two together. And we spoke last time about the zugas that the two, it's through the dialectic of the two that you had the emes in between them. It's a lower dagger where you need a vikuach in each one to produce the emes, you know. Between me and you, the emes will come out. Ulefikach mitchila kol ba'ishen ha'kerach ha'teir l'spashat chamisha. V'chein ha'zuge shoy inyan choda, sheish kan mesayeya. V'yigam ke'kerach ha'teir b'inyan zel l'spashat chamisha. So the first group went through chamisha and the second group. Omnon kifishin imtso b'sfarim shon ha'girsa kiblo mehem. V'roi tzeloima ki ha'zuge rishin kiblo mena tignes v'shim na tzadik. V'rei kol advar misudorim ma'oid. Because now, once you have one and one, you now have a zug, shimnat tzadik, and atignus. There's an extraordinary parallel here. I don't want to go into it, and it's a very deep Indian. The mouth speaks about 3 or 4 places. I just want to mark it on. I mean, as we have a little time, and the Dinyan is very deep. The Maral, a lot of times, asks, had it a Ribui come out from an echad. The shaila that everyone asks, amuna de kashaila, how from a ribuy did from echad came out ribuy? So Maral says chas v'shal. He's menaseach the teretz in different ifanim, different places. He has four or five different terutzim. They're not precise each other. Each one is mashal the other one. But one of his terutzim is Akadosh Baruch Hu created nivroim. That's one. Once you have a bayre and a nivra, you now have two. That's the lashon that uses it. I don't want to go into it now, but I just want to mark on that it's very parallel. You had one Talmud, so you had a Rebbe and a Talmud. Now you have a Rebbe and a Talmud, you have a matzav of two. V'zehoya, yevazugash kibagarki mishnayim, shimna tzadik, shimna tignas, kiroya shimikal mishnayim, mishnayim. V'loyhoya antignas, rak moisiyuam shimna tzadik. V'loy rak chamisha, moish ishuas kainim debim, ashik nasik dola. Chamisha zugis. Ki kach royu shetiyatoyim svashas boilam lechamisha, v'eshcha lohovin dvorim eilad moit. That this is the Tzura Amit. Let's just, I guess, finish up. So we'll have some finished. Umatas Baruch HaShagolina Kabbalah Hazayis Haysa V'Seyda Ma'oid Kashetom Dor Melu Kiloi Dove Reiku Asher Be'anucha Ho'amadu Ha'aleyem B'chol Chamisho Yishenim Wokodim Bayis Sheni Shehoyis Ha'atera Bo'elum B'yoyse V'chamisho Zugis Worm Bayis Sheni Shekwa Tchila Chochmo Lachtem Ne'odom And you needed two people U'lefika Choya Mikablim Zugis He was like the transition. That's why it's called two. Zug biyachad. What does it do? Lenuvaynim ki yesh lebeis hamigdash o befrat lebeis sheni. Masha Olav Nema Godl Yer Kovad Abayis Ha'achron. It's not completely explained. First of all, Beis HaMikdash is Roy Shef Tu In Yonim, and Bayis Sheinim certainly. And he explains why. B'tam Yidur L'Navoinim She Beis HaMikdash Nivra B'Shtei Yadayim D'Chsi Mikdash Hashem Koni Yadecho K'nisa B'Sechnas K'subis V'Yakol B'Shvol Zeh B'Shtei Tzdodim She Yad Yamin V'Yad Smol V'Koach Nosi V'Avbezn. Well, kach dafke by sheni azugos, v'yoyso ye ave v'yir v'by sheni. Well, the fikah harisha and tignus v'imazel ba'ave b'yira v'yisoyit v'achkach azugos echol imazel ave v'shen al yira k'madreks by sheni shekol me'ave m'yira. But v'vorm elish cholav moid. Oblina the next week we'll explain this again. This Indian needs a beer. What he says over here, this the two and the ave yira, especially miyuchet for by sheni and so on. Something we'll talk about in next week. Any questions?
Just one question.
Sure.
In the moshel that we gave about the ice hay, that there's the yud inside and there's the dalet, which represents the spashtas, and the yud is marakas everything together. That would seem to indicate, and also from Rebbe's moshel about the arba bonim, that there's the abuz miyachid, that would seem to indicate that there's the wonder kuda, which is mispashit through four different manifestations. Whereas here we're saying that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and that actually needs five additional Mekabalim. So is it one with five or one with four, which altogether is five?
It'll have to be five. In other words, you're right. In the Moshe I gave, you had the Father, and you had... Over here, I guess Moshe was like the Nekudem Tzoyis. Moshe was like the Torah itself speaking.
I mean, in the Ois Hey, which the Maharal also speaks about, that you know, the yud in the Dalad is what causes that it shouldn't be a pizor.
Correct. It's the yud in the Dalad, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes, that's kilu, that's the kuda merkazis, and then everything goes around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume in each tkufa there's a big person, and then there's the smaller ones around that big person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Seder.
This call to...
Yeah,